This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم guys. I know I haven't been on Facebook Live and YouTube Live for some time. I just wanted to give you guys a glimpse of what I've been up to. The reset of the Surah Al-Kahf series has begun. I started from the story of Musa and Khidr, which is the 60th ayah of the surah. And I'm doing a lecture series both in English and in Urdu on it. And what I decided to do as part of the series is actually something I've been wanting to do for many, many years, and that's collaborative study. What that means is I have my own thoughts, reflections, and findings on a particular ayah, but I also wanted to get a group of people that I study the Quran with and discuss my findings and then share the thoughts with them, and they share their thoughts and reflections with me. And that collaborative learning project has also begun. It's part of this series. So we're having multiple sessions like that. And today we had such a session. All of these recordings, both the English series and I'm reproducing the work in Urdu also. The Urdu series is also being posted on bayina.tv. You can see the description in underneath this video. So what I wanted to do today in this like minute is just share with you just one takeaway that we had today in our discussion. We're talking about the ayah where both Musa alayhi salam and his student, Yusha ibn Nun, they end up meeting this person that Allah wants them to meet and how Allah described him. And so Allah said, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. They both found a servant from among our servants. And just this, here's the quick reflection. Musa alayhi salam is one of the most knowledgeable human beings ever on earth. And Allah talks about him in the Quran more than anybody else. I've said that many times to you guys. And Allah sent him on a journey to learn from this one person. So this person is really special. And after this long, exhaustive journey, when he finally meets this person, Allah describes this person as just one of our servants. عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. There's a remarkable humility in that phrase, as if to Allah, what makes you the most special is your humility, not your knowledge. It doesn't matter how much you and I learn, the fact that we can humble ourselves and consider ourselves still yet among the people. So because I know something more than you do in Islam or anything else, doesn't make me some elite special class and I belong to a different category and you have to use a title for me or some kind of, I need to have some kind of special outfit that distinguishes me from you. I'm just one among the slaves. Allah sees me as a slave among all of his slaves. Some of his slaves are farmers. Some of his slaves ride camels. Some of his slaves are scholars. Some of his slaves are even prophets and teachers of prophets. But that's okay. All of them are in this equal category. So beautiful, beautiful takeaway about the power of humility that comes from the height of knowledge. And I pray that we take that away with us. And inshallah, I'm hoping that you guys catch the entire series. I'm really excited about it. And there's so much to learn from it. And I'm hoping that inshallah before the end of the year we can complete it also. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.